Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
My mom's always there for me, and like, she always makes sure she provides for me.
I wish my dad would spend more time with me.
Like all great plans, my strategy is so simple.
All right then, plans coming together.
Glad to see you're on board.
I'm Jim Burns. Today is a day when many single parents are really feeling the effects of their divorce. They're either welcoming their kids back from having spent the weekend at their former spouse's home, or they're sending them back to the place where they live for much of the week. Either way, sometimes those transitions can be difficult. And that's why we're going to invest the next half hour looking at strategies for single parents. Kevin Lehman is here with me once again. He's got good news for the parents of the more than 20 million kids growing up in single parent homes right now. If you or someone you know is a single parent, I hope what you're about to hear will be helpful to you today on Homeward.
Accept your kids for who they are. Notice that they're different. Kids garner strength from parameters. Hey, Mom, you represent to those boys what women are all about.
A lot of single moms that I'm seeing today, they're not feeling connected. They feel abandoned by a husband.
Through their guilt trip, they're making their kids' lives more difficult.
Know yourself and know your child.
Or is this God's way of saying, you are my son, you are my daughter, you are different than everyone else?
Now, how do these folks who are in a single parenting situation get help? From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. Summer is almost here, and that can be a challenge for single parents because of the fact that you've got custodial issues to deal with and who's going to be staying where and who's going to be responsible for what. It's important to have a strategy if you're a single parent. And today on the Homeward broadcast, Dr. Jim Burns in a continuing conversation with Dr. Kevin Lehman on strategies for single parents. And these are tips that you'll find in Kevin's book, Single Parenting That Works. If you want to learn more about that resource, go to homeward.com, radio broadcast section. You'll see Kevin's name hotkeyed today for today's edition of the radio broadcast, and you can learn more about it. All right, let's get into it now. Part one of today's edition of the Homeward broadcast. Here's Dr. Jim Burns. Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today, Dr. Kevin Lehman is with us again. We're talking about strategies for single parents. It's a continuing conversation from last time. He's written a great book called Single Parenting That Works, and it's a very practical guide. You're not going to agree with probably everything it says, but it does work, and it's a great conversation. And what a privilege to have Kevin Lehman with us. Internationally known psychologist, founder of Matchwise.com, radio and television personality. I mean, this is the man who's been on Oprah Today, Live with Regis and Kelly, Focus on the Family, and now with the drum roll, Homeward.
You forgot The View.
And The View.
Oh,
and
they're having problems.
The View is having problems. Yeah. Well, maybe you could take
I'm going to have to go back there and try to help. You know what? I always thought... A conservative, fat little psychologist like me, those women are wacko, tell you the truth, but they're fun wacko. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And whenever I do their show, you sort of do it in fear because you got to stay a half a step ahead of them or they'll bury you. They could care less about Kevin Lehman, trust me. But they are interesting, and they represent a part of our society that's... very liberal, and I often thought it'd be sort of fun to be that one male stuck in there with all those liberal females talking about life.
Well, I think you do a great job. The benefit that I've seen over the years with your message is that it relates to both the Christian world and the secular world. You're unapologetically Christian, but your input, they want to hear it too. We have a phrase at Homeward that says, when you reach the family, you reach the world. And, you know, those liberal gals, they may not agree with everything you say, but they do want help with their family, and you have the ability to do that. Now, you travel around the world speaking, and what are some of the things that you find is kind of the main cries of a single parent?
Well, they feel a sense of hopelessness, like somehow their kids are second-class citizens. And I go through what I call the ABCs with them. Hey, accept your kids for who they are. Notice that they're different. I mean, I'm the guy that wrote the birth order book. The firstborn, the middle child, the baby, the family, they're all going to be different, okay? With that said, Make sure your kids feel like they belong. We had talked the last time we were together about the fact that kids need to belong to a family. Let them give back to the family. Rear them in a home, not a hotel. Not room service, food service, but everybody pitches in. And then the C part of that ABC, acceptance, belonging, is competence. Not confidence, competence. In other words, your kid has to learn that in the home they can do things. And that helps build in the self-esteem. Yeah. Now, if you do that with a kid and you're not afraid to discipline them and give them what I call vitamin N, which is no, from time to time, and you've given them parameters, and again, kids garner strength from parameters. We have limits in this family. You just can't do everything you can. Your kid's going to end up okay.
Yeah.
But Dr. Lehman, I've got two sons, and I'm a female. You know, you don't have to go to Kmart or Walmart and buy a hockey stick, a football, a baseball, et cetera. Hey, let me tell you what the researchers tell us. And I love to look at the research on this one. It's mommy, son, father, daughter. In other words, hey, mom, as you're rearing those boys in your home, you represent to those boys what women are all about. That's why you don't take any guff from little Buford or his little brother, Fletcher. If he gets smart mouthed, hey, you deal with him, discipline him.
And that's hard, I think, for a single mom. A lot of single moms that I'm seeing today, you know, they're not feeling connected. They obviously they feel abandoned by a husband or whatever it might be, and so they want to be the kid's friend instead of the kid's parent.
Right.
You see a lot of that?
Yes, and they run on guilt, and guilt is the propellant for most single parents, and they feel badly for their kids because there's a father daughter thing at school, and dad's three states away and can't be there.
Yeah.
So what they through their beating themselves up, through their guilt trip, they're making their kids' lives more difficult. So confidently, you go forward. Confidently, you expect the best of your kids. Confidently, you discipline them. And if you do that, the expectation is, I expect you to behave. I expect you to pitch in. I expect you to help. The researchers again tell us, kids will live up to the expectation you place on them.
Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense. You talk about creating a plan. We talked about it last time. Your next part of your keys, if you would, is to know yourself and know your child. Talk about that.
Well, this goes back to some of the birth order concepts that I've made popular. That, you know, kids are different. Some kids, you just give them the look and they straighten up. There's other kids, you could beat them with a stick. I mean, that's just the way they are.
Right.
So you have to treat your kids differently. And that's an interesting thing, because in our society today, I think most parents feel if you do for one child, you must do for the other. Well, let me ask you a question. The state you live in, do they treat your kids differently? Of course they do. Your 16-year-old's driving, your 14-year-old's wishing. So what's wrong with treating your kids differently?
Right.
Does God treat us differently? Did he make us all the same? I love the fact that identical twins, Jim, have the same DNA. They're genetically the same person. That's sort of freaky. But when I found this out, I mean, I laughed out loud when I realized what had happened. That identical twins that have the same DNA have different fingerprints. Why? Why did God do that? To help the FBI? Or was this God's way of saying, you are my son, you are my daughter, you are different than everyone else? So when I say, know your child, hey, parents, know your child. And don't expect your secondborn to be like the firstborn.
Right.
And realize that kids sometimes play games that needlessly get you into battle with them. So when two kids are fighting at the dinner table and you're stressed because you need to get going, you know, to a meeting you've got to go to or whatever, what do? You pick them up, you remove them from the scene, you take food right from underneath their plate, have them leave the room, you discipline them on the spot. So what we're asking the mom to do, she's got to be everything, and she feels like she does, and that's stressful. But I'm saying you don't let the kids work you, okay? You stand in healthy authority over your
child. Right, and to do that, you can't be worked. So it means you got to work on your own, on your old stuff too.
But yeah, exactly. But back to the single mom, she is emotionally like a 15-year-old girl when it comes to the opposite sex. She's at work, and she meets a man at the proverbial water cooler. And he says, oh, my goodness, that's a beautiful sweater you have on. That's all he says to her. Later on that afternoon, she's thinking, I wonder what department he works in. And she finds out his name. Now, I'm telling you, she's vulnerable because 14 months ago she was dumped by the man that she stood before God and her family and said, till death do us part. She's vulnerable.
Yeah.
And that's why I say, be careful. Know what the plan is. The plan doesn't involve another relationship right now. After the kids are out of school, if God would bring a man into your life and he's a believer and he has a good relationship with his mother and he doesn't have a temper. See, I got this little checklist for the moms as they look at this man. Is he a slimy green frog or is he a Prince Charming? And I'm telling you, you can tell the difference if you ask the right questions, observe the right things. And there might come a time where after the kids are out of high school, not that it's going to be a piece of cake when you announce to your kids you're going to be married. I'm telling you, that is not a piece of cake. But you have a chance of survival, a real legitimate chance at survival. Before that, you're stacking the deck against yourself.
That's very interesting. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the third key of gathering a team. We mentioned it last time, but I really want to get your input on, you know, how do these folks who are in a single parenting situation get help? We'll be right back. Kevin Lehman with us. Don't go away. More to come on Homeward.
Strategies for Single Parents is our theme today here on the Homeward broadcast. If you missed any part of, this is part two of a two-part conversation. If you missed part one, you can go back to our archives at homeward.com, go to the radio broadcast section, and you'll find Kevin's name hotkeyed, or you can just do a search and find where those programs are archived. And we archive these broadcasts so you can access them without cost because we could do it because of your prayers and your faithful financial support. You can also get a copy of the audio CD. We'll send you one as our way of thanking you for your gift of any amount in support of the ministry. As we come up toward the end of our fiscal year at the end of June, we would really appreciate hearing from you right now here at the end of May. And so that's why we're encouraging you to drop us a line. Go to homeward.com where you can give a gift online through our secure website. You can call 800-397-9725 or send your check through the mail, your tax-deductible donation address to Homeward, Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, where the swallows go, the zip code 92693.
If you're a single parent, well, I want to salute you. You have at least twice the work to do. I'll bet that most days it feels like you have half the time to get done what you need to do. Well, I want to give you one more task, but this one's a good one. I want you to remember to make sure to take some time for yourself. I'm Jim Burns from Homeward. I believe that self-care is important for all of us, and especially for single parents. Hire a babysitter, or see if a relative will take your child for an evening, or even just take a long lunch break. There's no question that you need to be there for your kids if you're a single parent. However, if you neglect your own spiritual, emotional, and even physical needs, your children will be affected as well. By the way, if you're the friend of a single parent, maybe it's time for you to step up and help out. For a free copy of our tip sheet called Helping the Single Parent in Your Life, visit our website at homeward.com. I'm Jim Burns from Homeward, encouraging parents and building families.
They're the least on the food chain of life. You've got a tough job, but you're making a difference. The payoff someday is going to be great.
Develop a team.
If it wasn't for that woman right there, I wouldn't be here, and neither would you.
It's not about you.
Yeah.
It's about the kids.
What about your faith? Put it to work.
Welcome back to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Dr. Kevin Lehman with us. Strategies for Single Parents. What a great conversation, and what a challenging conversation. I mean, here you are telling us that, you know, maybe there's a 6 and an 8-year-old, and you're saying maybe not get married until they get out of high school. That's a tough one to swallow for a lot of people.
But you're giving the kids stability. You're not bringing another person into their life, and you're righting the ship. You're giving them direction. You're giving your sense of you're giving yourself a chance to make a difference in a kid's life. Let me say this about this book. This book cost $20. I told the publisher, I said, guess what person in our society is the least likely person to have a $20 bill to spend on a book on single parenting? Hey, all you grandmas out there and grandpas, you parents who have grown children who are single, those of you in the church who see yourself as givers, put this book in your church library. Make it available to a single. I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you as clearly as I can, we do a lousy job with single moms and single dads in our churches, Jim Burns and I today are speaking from the Christian Booksellers Association. It's an old name that I refuse to give up on, where publishers from all over the world gather. I'm telling you, the publishers do a lousy job providing great materials for singles. They're the least on the food chain of life.
Well, it's interesting you say that because it's books, but it's also sometimes I think we have to slap the hand of the church because I don't think the church has always been kind to single parents either.
No. And quite frankly, the single mom becomes a threat in the church to some women. And personally, I'm just saying, hey, as a dad of five kids, there's been times I've called a single mom and say, hey, listen, I'm taking my kids to a ball game, University of Arizona football game. Is there any way I could take your son? Mm-hmm. He's 11 years old. You know what that does? Gives the mom a night to herself.
Yeah.
She can curl up and do nothing and read a book. She can do her laundry. She can go to the store. She can go work out. She can do, it's just a little something.
Right.
All of us need to be on the lookout for that single mom.
And what you're saying is really what one of your keys is develop a team. The mom has to be somewhat proactive too. And it's not an easy thing, but to call you up and say, you know, do you have any extra tickets to that game? But that's not an easy thing. It's easier to have people come.
A couple things about gathering a team. Sometimes as a single mom, you got to make your needs known to the church. Okay. And the leadership of the church. In gathering a team, I think one of the fun things in this book is I talk about 30-day cooking, where you get some women together and you make up 30 meals at a time. And you put them in foil and, you know, throw them in the freezer. And it just makes life a little easier.
Right.
So find a way with some other people who are in the same position as you.
Yeah.
Have some fun. Plan a picnic with three other single moms. You know, go someplace that doesn't cost any money. Let the kids play. That's all the kids want to do. They want to play. They don't care. And you get a chance to talk with another adult. That's a joy for most single moms. So I just want the single moms who are listening to this broadcast today. I'm 62 years old. I've been married for 39 years in a row, as I like to say. I've got five kids. But when the publisher came to me and said, hey, you need to dedicate this book, I said, well, this is easy. And let me just read it to you. This book is dedicated to you, single parent, because of the sacrifices you're making to raise your kids well. You've got a tough job, but you're making a difference. The payoff someday is going to be great. And I think that's the hope of the single parent as she reads this book or he reads this book, that you know what? If I do these few simple things right and do them well, not perfectly, but just do them well, my kids got a shot at making it in life. And that's, I think, what most single moms and dads want for their
kids. Sure, I think so, too. And the good news is that there are single parents who are doing this kind of thing, and you're seeing kids who are able to work on it. It's not easy, but there is a cost to it, but it does work. You know, your sixth key intrigues me. You mentioned it in the previous program, but basically you said it's not about you.
Yeah.
It's about the kids. For now. And I want you to comment again on that.
Well, as a mom, Sonia Carson, grew up in abject poverty in Detroit, Michigan. African-American woman. Cleaned houses so that Ben and Curtis would have food on the table. That mother, God bless her, required her sons to do a book report for her to be handed in once a week. Her son, Dr. Ben Carson,
right,
one of America's top pediatric neurosurgeons in America, discovered, I believe it was when he was in junior high school, something very interesting. His mother couldn't read. She was illiterate. She couldn't read. But she knew, and she had the wisdom to know, to get her kids out of this cycle of poverty. It was through education power. Education power. Look at the sacrifice that woman made. You know, when Dr. Carson's wife questioned why Sonia, his mom, was moving in with him, he said very plainly to his wife, honey, if it wasn't for that woman right there, I wouldn't be here, and either would you. Now, if Sonia Carson can raise two boys in abject poverty and do a great job, hey, single mom, what can you do? Don't tell me about your limitations. What about your pluses? What about your faith? Put it to work. God knows the number of hairs on your head. knows when a sparrow falls. Did a pretty good job in the lily field. I mean, that's a pretty great God. He spoke the world into existence. So you learn to rely on God, and you gather a team. And some of that team is family, some of it's friends, and you're smart. You keep your pants on, okay? Don't do the dating thing. Trust God, and in time, and those years will go by quickly, God might open another chapter in your life that'll be unbelievable for you.
Kevin,
I think that's a message of hope.
That is a message of hope. Kevin Lehman, thank you so much for being with us. Great input.
Hey, you're welcome.
And that concludes Dr. Jim Burns' two-part conversation with best-selling author Kevin Lehman, a regular contributor to the Homeward program. You've enjoyed his books like Have a New Kid by Friday, Have a New Teenager by Friday. This book in particular, Strategies for Single Parents, is our theme, and Single Parenting That Works is the name of the book. If you want to learn more about Kevin's resources that Jim Burns highly recommends, go to homeward.com, hit the radio broadcast section. You'll find Kevin's name hotkeyed on today's program. Click there, drlehman.com gives you all the information you need. Well, Jim, every time Kevin Lehman is on, we're chuckling here, every time Kevin Lehman is on the program here, we get such a, how should we say, an interesting response from our listeners.
Interesting is the best way to describe it. I mean, I love Kevin Lehman. Our kids grew up on a lot of Kevin Lehman material. I just think he's a great writer. He's a great speaker. He's a prophet in many ways. No pretense about this man. I think it's great. I mean, he is direct, and sometimes he can be rather blunt with his observations and sometimes even controversial. But the bottom line here is simple. When you become a single parent, you have to put the needs of your children at the top of your priority list. And it's not easy, sometimes because you're hurting yourself in a big way. It may mean you have to consider putting, you know, even the love of your life on hold for a bit. But that's actually a pretty healthy thing to do after a divorce. I see sometimes people bounce back into a relationship, and it not only hurts them, but it hurts their children as well. Well, as we conclude today's Homeward broadcast, I want to walk through those ABCs that Kevin Lehman talked about earlier in the program. I think these are three essentials that every kid needs to learn, and they're especially important for kids in single-parent homes to understand. Mm-hmm. First, every child needs to feel accepted by his or her parents. That kind of acceptance, in my opinion, is even more important than fitting into their peer group, and that's a big deal for kids, of course. Parental acceptance gives kids the foundation on which to build that positive, healthy self-image, even if mom and dad wind up getting a divorce. So they have to feel accepted. A lot of times, they don't feel accepted. Just kids are that way.
Yeah.
But sometimes even more in a single-parent home. Secondly, every child needs to feel that he or she belongs in his or her family. This is a big one for kids in a single-parent household. You'd be amazed at the number of kids who do not feel like they have a place in their family unless they meet some kind of behavioral standard. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes my kids would probably say that about us at times. Say your son or your daughter is a gifted athlete, or your son or daughter is a talented musician. Some kids grow up with the misconception that if they don't make the varsity sport or win the music competition, you know, they really haven't measured up to their part in the family. And of course, that's not true, but a lot of kids feel that way. You, as a parent, can be proactive in making sure that does not happen. Take the time to make sure your kids know that they belong to your family no matter what they do. Remember Romans 8:38, neither life nor death can separate us from God's love. And that's the same kind of love that you have for your kids. Same kind of love you want to make sure they know about. Third, every child needs to know that they're competent to actively participate in the family. In other words, every child needs to pull his or her weight in the family. If you're a single parent, every one of your kids needs to be helping you around the house on a regular basis. That's right. It's actually very healthy for kids to do chores, and you want to make sure they're a part of that in a big way. Well, those ABCs for single parents are very helpful. In fact, they're a good reminder for every parent. And now here's Roger with some information about a couple of other resources you'll want to know about.
Well, one of them is Dr. Jim Burns' book, Confident Parenting, because whether you are in a married situation and raising kids or a single parent, one of the biggest issues that parents are facing today is a complete lack of confidence in their own abilities, in the fact that they're raising their kids the right way. Sometimes we overprotect them because we are afraid we're not doing the right thing, or we take the foot off the gas too much, and then the kids run crazy. There's a balance in there somewhere, and it really depends on the kid, and it depends on the situation. If you're a single parent and you need a little confidence boost, we highly recommend Dr. Jim Burns' book, Confident Parenting. You can order a copy directly from our Homeward Online Resource Center. It's available wherever Christian books are sold. But when you order a copy of Confident Parenting by Jim Burns from Homeward, a portion of the proceeds actually goes to support the Ministry of Homeward. We are a tax-deductible 501c3 organization. We truly appreciate your faithful financial support. And now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Join us again next time right here for another edition of Homework. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.